like most women.
Oh.
He's an emotional thinker.
Good God.
I mean, that's part of the problem we're having now in our society is we have a bunch of emotional thinkers that want the world to, you know, to fall in line with their emotions. It's not... look, reality doesn't give a shit about emotions.
It's my lived truth. Fuck your lived truth.
No, it's not. It's your perspective.
Kiss my ass.
Literally, like, hey, Sarm Pop, you got to turn your bear suit. I'm like, over my dead body.
No.
Just give me a statement of charges.
Yeah.
You're never getting
yeah.
this back. You can suck it.
I'm going to wear this with my Russian coat.
You will bury me in this. Hey! Why I got to f***ing be like that, man?
Because I'm an asshole, and I learned from the best. I'm sitting across from him, and I'm pointing at you with all four fingers.
All right, first of all, the Russian jacket is World War II surplus.
I'll send you a picture of it, Sarge.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I got you standing wearing it with holding two giant buckets like you just collected all the chum from behind the dump dumpster at the bar and you're going to go home and make ice cream out of it.
Oh, hello there. You were expecting Pop, I presume? Well, afraid not. Tonight you're stuck with me and the button-pushing monkey because we have some exciting news. Yesterday, out of nowhere, Pop gets a phone call. Says, we might need to fly out to Virginia. Okay, so Pop calls me and says, I might be going to Virginia. Like, why the fuck are you going to Virginia for? Well, Tim Pool called. I said, what? Tim Pool doesn't call you. Nobody likes you. Nobody calls you. What the fuck do you mean Tim Pool's calling you? Fuck out of here. No. Tim Pool is calling me, and I think he wants me to be on the show. I'll know in another couple of hours. And then around 4 or 5, I get a call from Pop. He says, yep, I'm going to Virginia to Tim Pool. You guys are going to have to do the show. I'm like, what fuck kind of notice is this? This is the kind of shit we got in the military when we were in. Hey, you got 7.5 hours notice. I want you to have everything ready together, and I want you at this place over here, 700 miles away. Okay. So, anyway, tomorrow evening, Pop is going to be on the Tim Pool show. He apparently came highly recommended from other sources, and now we get to see him stand up and take on Tim Pool, I suppose. I don't know how that's going to go. I don't really watch Tim Pool very often. I've seen a couple of his clips here and there. Jimmy, do you watch Tim Pool at all?
I usually watch him pretty daily. That's one of my first videos that I watch during the morning. Get up, get ready, get my stuff ready to go.
What's he like? What's he about? I don't know. I literally don't know him at all. I'm not making this up as we go along.
And a lot of people don't like him because he's a fence sitter or a milquetoast fence sitter and all that. I'm like, he's one of the few people on the internet that actually keeps it real with the stories that he's talking about, along with his own input. So
what do you mean keeps it real?
He'll straight up tell it as it is. He's like, okay. I'm not going to, you know, he doesn't like to use the curse words or anything like that, but I'm pretty sure that's going to change tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be the fun part. Pop told me about this. He's like, yeah, they briefed me that I can't really use the word fuck or words like that on the show. I'm going to have to be careful with that. So this is going to be really interesting to see if Pop can hold back during the
day. Yep. It is going to be Pop restrained, but.
Yeah.
Hopefully, with all the bullshit that has been going on, i.e., with the hack and fucking with YouTube screwing us over and putting the boot on our back of the neck. Hopefully, this will be the ultimate breakout where things actually go good for us for once.
This is probably the biggest mainstream one that I've seen in the 16 years that I've been with Pop. He and I got interviewed by Channel 62. long, long ago, like 15 fucking years ago. So this, I mean, Tim Pool's been in the White House correspondence room.
Yep.
People gave him shit for wearing his beanie in there. So that is kind of large, in my opinion. What I'm hoping is this gets us some exposure and gets us the support that we need so that we can really, you know, focus on this stuff, because I'll be honest, I'd do this for a day job.
Yeah.
I like watching the numbers go up. I like being here. I like doing this stuff. Pop's kind of an asshole. That's why I stick around to just kind of keep him in check.
Just kind of.
Yeah, somebody says, I always thought Battledorf was a new addition to the show. Dude, I designed the first Redonkulous logos. So that was me long, long ago. Anyway, yeah, that's where we're at right now. That's why we don't have Pop on deck, and that's why it's me and Jimmy. He should be in the air right now, and I believe he'll be touching down around 9 o'clock. I'm hoping to hear from him, but that's what's going on with Pop. He's going to be on the Tim Pool show tomorrow. What time does this show air?
Same time as our shows usually do. 8 o'clock Eastern time.
ADST. Get yep. Pop on Antihero Podcast. That might be an idea. See, we had a little more time to pay attention to the chats this time around, because it's just us right now. I think Tim Pool is on YouTube.
Yes,
but I know for certain he is on Rumble. I'm positive of that.
Yep, Rumble, YouTube, and I think like two or three others, I think.
Yeah, I see a YouTube comment. Tim usually sits around and reads articles with lukewarm opinions. The only real benefit here is the exposure. Like I said, I don't know Tim Pool, but definitely the exposure. I know that Tim Pool caught the attention of somebody at the White House, which gives it a larger level of exposure. Hopefully somebody there or at Veterans Affairs is watching when that interview happens and goes, well, maybe we should help these guys.
Yeah, that would be nice. One other podcast I would really like to see Pop go on, because he can actually be a little unhinged and maybe bad Pop comes out. And
Tim Pool needs to be careful, because Pop is a tolerant guy and we've both briefed officers. We know the routine. There are certain generals and colonels that you can say fuck in front of, and certain ones that you can't say fuck in front of.
Yep.
So he should be good there. But if Tim pushes Pop on any points too far, Pop will take a chunk out of him. So we're doing a little pregame, pregame commentary here, I guess.
But there have been quite a few IRLs that Tim does for his show weekly. They've had a few guests, you know, slip in a fuck damn shit every now and then, and things go on. You know, as long as you're not being completely,
as not straight trucker mouth.
Yeah, as long as it's not go do redacted to redacted while being redacted.
Yeah.
You know, that's when Tim says that. Nope, that's
yeah, bloot.
That's when he cuts it.
You know, we're not going to drag this out very long tonight. The show that we plan to do, we will do next Tuesday on health insurance and all of that stuff, because I think it's an important show. I have a show that I'm putting together on the deep state. I've found the roots of the deep state, which ought to be really fun. More importantly, today, in the space of probably 45 minutes, I gathered enough material to do an entire show on the left's meltdown over Sydney Sweeney's jeans. So we get to look at cute blonde girls' asses and stupid liberals melting down, which I call a win-win.
You had me at cute blondes and butts.
But the leftist meltdowns is like extra fun, though.
That's just the cherry on top of the shit sundae.
Right. Yeah. I'm serious. In 45 minutes, Jimmy, I was able to pull together enough material. I'm like, this is insane. I had to actually start rejecting material as I came across it, because it was just way too much.
Yeah. And I was watching the videos of the crash outs of the liberals on there too, and the women and all that. And it's like, it's one of three things. They're either four things really: liberal, which that's a given because they're always bitching about something. They have the bull ring nose, which no one finds that attractive. Ladies, no one finds that attractive. Get me my, whenever I see a nose ring, give me my, I want to find a 9-volt battery.
Exactly. 9-volt. Yeah. Here, I will toss this up and give you a sample of what's coming for the Sydney Sweeney show. This is my show planning catalog over here. I do all that stuff, but this is all in the space of like 45 fucking minutes.
I saw that meme.
The meme is great. If you like that, you're a fascist, Dad. I think I'm a fascist. And that's literally what's going to happen too. That's literally what's going to have those leftists having their meltdown is because 18-year-old boys dig Sydney Sweeney. She's the hot blonde of their day. She's their Farrah Fawcett or freaking Olivia Newton-John. And I just dated the shit out of myself. But they're going to see all of those comments and they're going to go, what's this fascism thing? And, well, shit will begin to happen.
Well, I mean, okay.
And so they literally have caused a terrible, terrible mess. This was a grave miscalculation losing their shit about her.
Yeah. So the Democrats and the liberals and the DFRs out there, and DFR stands for dumb fuck retards for those.
Nice. Nicely played.
Yeah. That's, I mean, they were really literally like 10 years ago and they're still trying to do it. They're trying to change definitions of words. So you know what? We're going to change the definition of fascism tonight. Fascism means you like blonde, busty bombshells.
Yes.
Who are based. Yeah. So you get the four Bs.
Yeah. For clarity, for those of you who might have just stepped in and didn't catch it yet, for clarity, Pop is going to be on the Tim Pool show tomorrow night, Wednesday the 30th. At 8 p.m. EST is my understanding. I'll be hearing from him. I'm sure Jimmy will probably hear from him too prior to that.
Yep.
But that's why he is not present tonight. He is literally in the air between Detroit and Virginia somewhere. And hopefully he doesn't buddy his holly.
So in other words, he's in between Detroit and Virginia.
Sorry, I feel you're reaching here. I think it worked in your mind. I think you knew where you were going.
That joke sounded better in my head.
But it burned. Let's just hope Pop's plane doesn't burn in like that.
Yeah, that was a terrible joke. My apologies.
That's okay. It'll be fine.
Oh, and another announcement. Thursday, we will be taking a hiatus so that Pop can come back and rest and relax after getting on a plane day after day. So Thursday, we will not be having a show, guys, ladies and gents out there. So enjoy your Thursdays. Yeah. But if you guys want to, you can always come on over and hang out with me and my buddies while we do our silly SWF wrestling stream over on the SWF channel and whatnot.
Yeah, I have family coming into town. One of my nephews is coming up to stay for a long weekend, and he's from Southern Florida, and his daddy drives a Maserati, that kind of money, which I do not have, but he's never seen rural anything. So I'm going to give him the full experience, including farm girls in tractors. So, probably take him to the range.
Oh, you got to do that.
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah. He's a very suburbanized, gets his Starbucks every morning and goes to the gym kind of kid. So we're going to adjust his world perspective a little bit. This ought to be amusing.
Goes to Starbucks and gets his soy latte and then goes to the gym. Isn't that kind
of, he doesn't drink. No, no. Here's why he's coming up. He's one of the new generation who has started to go, hey, this is all garbage. I don't want to eat this anymore. And now he's like eating keto and eating fresh food and berries and stuff like that and raw milk and stuff. And I told him, I'm like, well, I buy a quarter of a cow at a time and I get my milk literally from the cow. The only intervening thing is the tank that the cow is milked into. And I say, oh, I want to come stay with you for a couple of days. I'm like, okay. Come on up.
I get the same meat that I get from I get the same milk from the cow that I eat.
Yeah. No, we don't eat our milk cows, dummy. Don't eat your milk cows. That's not the same thing. beef cows are not, milk cows are milk cows. I mean, you can eat one, but they're usually pretty old and a little tough.
Yeah. Well, then again, my dad did grow up on a dairy farm in Southern California in the 60s. He was born in
one of my great uncles had a dairy farm when I was a kid.
Yeah. Yeah. My dad was born in 62, and his side of the family, when his dad died, moved to the area that I'm living in now in 74.
Wow.
I think is what he told me. So
there you go.
We've put up roots here and been here ever since.
There you have it. Anyway, yeah, there will be no show on Thursday because Pop will be in recovery and I will be entertaining one of my nephews. And then hopefully we'll get the Tim Pool show, be able to show some clips of it on here and talk to Pop about it. But we're definitely going to do the medical show next Tuesday. And then after that, we've got a full lineup of Sweeney, which should be funny.
Yep. Actually, Sean St. George just came in with the a super chat over on YouTube. Says, I wonder what Tim's reaction will be seeing 500 plus dog tags spilling on the table representing life saved. Actually thought about that and I was thinking,
that's a big one.
I hope Pop takes that bag with him.
Yeah, I hope he does. I hope he does. Yeah, that is because I've seen him do that before and the look on the person's face is like, holy ass balls.
And like what you guys were discussing, what was it last week? It's probably a higher number than
500. It's probably higher than that. It's probably significantly higher than that. We've been doing this, like I said, for a long time. Pop had just created the first cut of Purple Heart's final beat. And I was recently back to Michigan from LA after I got out of the Army, went to LA for work and came back to Michigan. Because LA is bad. And reconnected with Pop and he showed me that video and it just fucking crushed me. Not long after that, I did a video of my own with Blake's help. Blake, the wonder editor, our 18th level wizard. But yeah, we've been at this for a long time.
Yeah.
And it started out very, very serious. Then Pop went through some stuff where he's like, you know, I need to do comedy. Because this is too much.
Yep. Seeing, God, I really wish I could, but if I scroll through my YouTube history, it's going to take me at least a week to find the very first Redonkulous episode that I watched. And
when was that you ran into him in Vegas?
Oh, God. Vegas was in 2021. So I was already a fan for... So that's been 4 years. So I've been living in my apartment for 6 going on 7 years. And so it's been 6 years since I've been watching Redonkulous and it's been 4 since you guys brought me in to help out and everything.
It's
and,
been
you
know, a minute. Yeah.
I wouldn't change it. I won't change it for a world. It's fucking that's awesome. It's nice. Fucking fun shit.
Nice. Nice. All right. Well, not to pull up short, but I think that about covers it for the moment. Let's go through Super Chats, Ben, because we've got Super Chats out there. Yeah. Thank you guys, by the way.
Yep, of course, we are always not worthy. You guys are awesome. You guys help keep the show going. And like we said, keep sharing the shows out, even though YouTube's likes to put their knee on the back of our neck and, well, things happen. We got a couple other here. We got goat milk with $10 from Canada.
Says, thank you, sir.
Can we get a Russian Pop so Pop can be here in person? Also, in the crowd watching Shiny Pop in that short clip. It is. And if you blink, you'll miss it. I'm also sitting in that crowd, too. So as you wish, here is everybody's favorite Romulan singing.
That never gets old. I love that.
Never does. Never does. All righty. Let's see. We had one other one. Oops. There we go. We got Hell Yeah America. Fuck yeah. I approve of that screen name. Thrown in $20 says Pop may have an issue with Tim, just like Andrew Wilson did with Tim's worldview. Oh, excuse me. Not because Pop's worldview on politics and family court or divorce laws doesn't make sense, but Tim likes to be proven right, not corrected. He's not wrong. Not wrong.
For confirmation bias.
Well, it's better to be proven right than corrected, in my opinion, because if you're corrected, you can unfuck your thinking way. But if you're proven right, that's just putting on.
I got over that whole need to be right thing years ago when I
am never right on anything. I am a DFR in training.
Nice.
Let's see. Oh, we had Plains Warrior drop right back in here. Oh, Pop and Hillbilly Hillary. Oh God, get the two lovebirds.
That's so nasty.
It's disgusting. It's disturbing, but it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
So good and tasty.
I like how if you watch the video, the hand that Pop has on her back, one of his fingers disappears spontaneously.
Where that finger disappears to, I don't
know. Nope.
Nope. Don't want to know that.
Nope.
Alrighty. Yeah, like we said, gents, it's again just gonna be a short show. It's just me and Dwarf here hanging out and bullshit for just a few minutes because
Pop's on his way to the Tim Pool show tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Tim Pool show. Yep. We'll see if Pop loses his shit on Tim Pool.
I don't think he will.
I don't think he will either.
I think he'll keep Bad Pop in check.
I definitely want to watch that though, because I want to see if Pop intimidates Tim Pool. Because Tim, I've seen, he likes to put on a little bit of a tough guy facade. We'll see how he deals with sitting in front of an actual tough guy.
Yep. Yeah, that's definitely going to be one show that I'm going to hurry home to watch and restart because I'm going to be an hour late into the show. But again, ladies and gentlemen, Tim Pool on YouTube, Rumble, wherever else he is, go check it out. Go show some love to Pop in the chat. If you like Tim, cool. If you don't, that's cool as well.
But actually,
show up and regiment, have some support.
A regiment show of force on the Tim Pool show chat would actually be kind of cool. If his chat lit up with all of the regiment supporters.
Imagine
there's that.
Imagine 259 people in the chat. Riggers!
Play the singing pop video of Tim Pool.
Yep, there we go. And I lost my train of thought, but another podcast that I want to see Pop go on that he can actually be somewhat a little more unhinged. The Unsubscribe Podcast. Donut Operator, Brandon Herrera, The Fat Electrician, and Eli Double Tap with Pop.
Oh, wow.
Tell me that does not sound like a damn good time.
That sounds like a damn good time.
So, guys, if you guys are on Twitter, Instagram, whatever your socials are, tag the Unsubscribe guys. Tell them you want to see you want to see Terrence Pop on their show, because that would be hilarious.
Yeah, that will be good. Let's all try to show up in the Tim Pool chats and put on a regiment show of force just for giggles.
Yep.
There you go. If you got the time, all you have to do is chime in.
Yep. And like I said, if you don't like Tim, all you got to say is pop in and say, hi, Pop, and then pop out. That's more than enough.
Yep.
More than enough. Let's see here. Since we're going to be calling it an early... Actually, really early. We're only going for 27 minutes now. Jump over to the Rumble side of the chats here. Who's all over there? Of course, everybody's over there. We got Susan McCarley, the first one.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question. I no longer subscribe to TimCast, but I watch his segments on YouTube. Am I going to be able to watch it live? Yep. As long as you just search for TimCast IRL, you'll find it.
Yeah.
Yep. And Susan McCarley's second one is a second question. Can I scream about it on Facebook and X? I don't have a lot.
Oh, yeah. Load it up.
Do it. Do it, Susan. Let's see. We got Reynard 69. Is Pop supposed to be on tomorrow? Because I'm simul streaming him and Pop isn't on the show.
That's tomorrow. That's why I mentioned
it one time. Yep. Yeah. Tomorrow night.
Pop will be on Wednesday, 8 p.m. EST on the Tim Pool show.
Yep. I actually want to subscribe or join Tim just for this one time, just so I can watch their after party show. When they cut Rumble and YouTube, because that's when they get really unhinged. That's when
there's an after party show.
Yeah, they do. It's like a half hour, 45 minute, maybe an hour conversation.
But what do they do it on?
Just whatever.
No. What channel? How do you view it?
You have to be a subscriber to
Tim's. Okay.
To the
yeah, that makes sense. I mean, that's what subscribing is for.
Yep. Yeah. So, you know, I'm not faulting him for doing that.
We got subscriber movie night. So,
yep. So, and we also got the subscriber Sundays that get personal with Pop. And I apologize for not being there for the Sunday show. I was supposed to be there, but well, my dad called and he says, "Hey, come on over for some barbecue." So I was like, "Well, I can't say no to that."
So, yeah. Yeah, I just have my weeks are packed. I do a lot of shit. That's why I'm hoping we get the grant to do the show, because then I can just do the show. Because I'm getting too old for this shit.
Yeah.
I can't do 50,000 things all at once anymore.
Fuck no, who can? Yeah. Well, that one chick that did over 1,000.
Nope.
She sure had her hands full.
The one who ended up in the hospital for taking excessive backdoor traffic. She ended up. Yeah. What do you do with that? I mean, she's a pretty girl, and she's like 20 years old. Okay. Fast forward to she's 24 years old. She finds a guy that she really loves and wants to settle down and get married. And then she has to go. Yeah. And then there's like one time I took 500 dicks in the butt in one afternoon. Nobody's sticking around for that. This is, I mean, she has reserved a deluxe suite in Box Wine in Catland.
Yeah, the Bonnie Blue suite.
Yeah. She's done.
That's disgusting. Disgusting. Let's see. Next thing we got, N2 Gas here. The nose ring is a signal to other women. They don't care if men like it.
A signal to other women. What's the signal there?
You're in good company. You can be my fellow bean flicker because we hate men, and men, you know, destroy the patriarchy and everything, even though the patriarchy has built and created pretty much everything since the dawn of fucking time. Anyway, moving on.
Anyway,
we got Reynard69 coming back, says, that's a duplicate. Of course, Rumble, you really need to fix that shit. Oh, excuse me. Let's see. We got Tohawk says, can't stand Tim Pool. That is all.
That's fine. Pop's going to be on.
That's perfectly fine.
Show up, chime in as a member of the regiment, and then fuck off. That's perfectly acceptable. I think it'd be really good, really supportive for Pop, for Tim Pool, even at the end of the show, to go, hey, by the way, like, 500 of your fucking supporters showed up in my chats, man. So,
yeah. So, you know, I know you guys don't like, I know a lot of the guys out there don't like Tim. Like I mentioned earlier, just show up, say hi, and then.
I just don't watch him. There's other stuff I like to watch. I don't have time to watch everything.
Yep. Let's see. We got LB Weaver with $3 says, I can't stop Bad Beav from popping up and doing his stuff. It is what it is. Bad Beav.
What is the Bad Beav?
I don't know. I think that's a nickname for a bar floozy. She'll take you out behind the dumb cumster.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a somebody in the chat just gave me a great idea. Spam Tim Pool's chat with Pringles cans. Do it. Spam the chat with Pringles cans.
Do it.
Do it.
Yeah, we got Tantalamorne jumping in, says, I expect to see most of you there and sounding off in the Redonkulous Regiment. Damn right.
Yeah. I will. Tomorrow night is actually trivia night. It's the one night that I go hang out with one of my friends. And we just have a guy night and just sit at a booth and eat a burger and play trivia and just bitch about shit. But I will have my Rumble on my phone and I will definitely chime in at the same time. So
there you go. All righty. Well, from Pop not being here, we got our first We're Not Worthy.
Whoa.
This one's actually going to be a thank you. This one goes to Longshot 000. Thanks, man.
Thanks
for getting me some beers. Delicious.
Outstanding. Very nice.
Outstanding. You guys are awesome. And his comment there says, awesome. Hopefully this will be the big break for you guys. What is the start of time of Tim's podcast so I can pass along? 8 p.m. EST.
Mm-hmm. 8 p.m. EST. Tim Pool show. Pop will be on. The thing is, Tim Pool's guy, apparently Tim Pool has guys, called Pop and said, we booked you a ticket.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Tim wants to have you as a guest on there. He has management. They take care of everything. The flight, the hotel, the Uber or taxi or whatever. They take care of everything. So
that's crazy.
You know, so
how much is he raking in? God, I wish we raked in that kind of shit.
I don't know if this is real or not, or if Tim was just memeing, but he said that during the whole Colbert blowout thing.
Right.
He was saying that Timcast, his company pulls in, and I'm sure he was combining all of his other companies, pulls in like 127 million.
Fuck a duck. What?
I'm sure he was just memeing. I don't really know or don't really care what numbers he pulls in. You know,
holy flaming ass biscuits. But
he's doing very well for himself. So, you know, I can't knock
it. Good for him, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Good on him. You know, I don't agree with him every time. And as I always say, if you agree with a man 100% of the time, that does not make that man a scholar. It makes you a fool.
This is completely off topic and completely and totally random, Jimmy, but my part of my brain sits over on the side and thinks by itself, mostly while drinking and chain smoking. And it just had an epiphany that a whore that has reached the end of her rope has Bonnie blew a gasket.
That's not all she blew.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. That's all right. Carry on.
Carrying on. We got Professor.
Might have been reaching there a little bit.
Professor Blake Pooh Ass Blaster coming back. Well, at least your joke had a punchline. Mine didn't. So. And Professor Blake is asking for the singing captain, and of course I'm going to oblige because we all love the captain.
Yeah.
No homo.
We did have a request for singing Pop. You guys are jackasses. Always want to watch the same shit over and over again. Pick new videos.
Look at me. I want to be the captain of the sea.
About time.
The poop that came from me. I'd rather steer us to debauchery.
Careful what you ask for, video guy. Careful what you ask for.
Never gets old. The evil deer horns, whatever the hell Pop calls them.
Murder horse horns.
There you go. We got a couple more over here on the Rumble side. We got Bearpick Musing. Oh, excuse me. For $5 says, the Hitchin Post Roadhouse in Lapeer salutes Pop and the regiment.
Barrett is the guy that I go to trivia with. We just sit there and eat a burger and bitch and play trivia.
Sweet.
it's just our guy's night out to just sit there and be two guys eating a burger in a fucking bar.
Like, hey, you guys are a bunch of fucking assholes. I'm going to eat
exactly.
My burger and drink my beer.
Exactly. Billy Von Baum's suggestion says, wait a minute here.
That is for the Emperor, Billy Von Baum's suggestion. Battle Dwarf in an orange jumpsuit making prison toilet wine while complaining that he doesn't look good in orange.
Fuck you.
That would be hilarious.
Fuck you. That's my standard line when people are like, oh, but you're going to get violent. I'm like, look, I don't look good in prison orange and I'm allergic to prison loaf.
But you know what you're not allergic to?
Uh-oh.
Is smooching your favorite woman.
Fuck off! Well, fuck off.
All of the fucks will be offed. Let's see here. Looks like that might cover everything on the Rumble side. Like again, ladies and gentlemen, we're probably going to say this is going to be a short show. It's just me and Battledorf tonight. We're just sitting here bullshitting. And
we just wanted to make sure you guys know what the fuck is going on and announce Pop's appearance on the pool show tomorrow night, 8 p.m. EST.
Yep. Got Pop and pool. Just don't pee in the pool or poop in the pool because that's disgusting.
But do show up and spam Tim Pool's chats with Pringles cans.
Do it.
We demand it.
Typically,
if you don't.
Just the Pringles cans. Just the tip.
Just the tip. We'll jump over to the MGTOW side of things. We got Crazy Uncle over there with one. He says, for $10, says, with Pop Out, you should have a call-in with folks talking about history and how it compares to contemporary politics. If you did this, we could see how much Bolshevik we are stepping in.
Hey.
Also, liberals proved they are demons. One only demons call themselves they them. Two, they always say they are the opposite of what they are or what they are doing. In other words, talking backwards. Thoughts?
It's fair.
I have been waiting for a history night stream with the Battle Dwarf.
We will do that. The thing is, the nights that Pop is not present are very few and far between. Just so you guys know, he's really dedicated to doing this shit, man. He could be retired and fishing right now. He lived through basically 2.5 wars and spent 33 years of his life in uniform and probably would like a day off, and this is all he does. So he's really seriously dedicated to this shit. So for him not to show up, there's a reason.
Yep, and a good reason that is. So that's the Odyssey. Looks like no donations over there. No other lemons over on the D Live.
Jump over to another Rumble.
Another Rumble. Bastards. We got 41 viewers over on the Twatosphere.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All righty. Let's see here. What is it? We got two more. We got Kano. Says either of you fellows following the shenanigans with the T app?
Yes, we are lining some stuff up. One of the viewers sent me a whole ass load of all of that. I got to go through. The reason that it won't happen soon, as in like next week, because this week is all fucked up, is because I need to go through and remove personal information. We can't be spamming those or doxing those poor girls like that. Well, I shouldn't say poor girls because they're a bunch of freaking HO3s, but
HO3s and DFRs.
Yeah, but we're still not going to dox them. That's not right.
Like, yeah.
So I have all of that stuff. I'm going through it. Yes, there's going to be a TAP incident.
Someone spilled the tea.
Someone spilled the tea.
Let's see. And we got Berserker Brad, 1983, for $25. He says, hey, take money, play a video clip.
Okay.
Let's see here. What clip do I need to play? I have all of these buttons.
Do we have anything new?
Nothing new, but this one's actually somewhat new. And, well, it's a pee break, and it's warranted because my back teeth are starting to float.
What's wrong with you, Jimmy?
Oh, that's mine.
And to answer
really
your question,
disturbing.
it is, but to answer your question, Dwarf, it's best to ask me what's right with me, because that list will be very, very short. Sure.
Yeah, it's fine.
I understand. Like the bus I ride on.
Big money play video clip we're going through. Alucard comes through with $2 for his Pop's not here though. It's not fun to read this unless we can focus on Pop and watch him cringe. So what I'm going to have to do is capture it and text it to him. So when he gets off the plane, it's the first thing he reads. Let's see if I can capture that on my phone.
Well,
it'll get read, Alucard, but I want it to be the first thing that Pop sees when he gets off the plane.
I think that motherfucker.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Stop it.
Hang on. Let me find that there. Here's that there. Keep going, Jimmy.
All righty. And let's see. We got LB Weaver coming back. Says, it wasn't until I filmed my own piss for a video, I could actually watch this one with Pop.
I guess I found it. Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Let's see. And Alucard says, how big is the file on me? Asking your night terror demon. Hey, Kevin. Yeah, Kevin's just shaking his head and he just lit up a cigarette. So Alucard, it's not a file. It's a dossier. Let's just say that. All righty, let me do one more quick jump through the comments and whatnot. All you beautiful bastards and awesome ladies out there.
Can you see that? You probably can't see it. Oh, because it's green screened. But Alucard sends. So I just texted that to Pop when he lands. That's going to be the first thing he sees. So Alucard, you just went Air Express.
And Pop's gonna text back. I didn't fucking need to hear that. Yeah. God damn it.
Yeah. We will get a response from him on
there,
that.
There is always a response from Pop.
That's good. Oh, Lord.
Alrighty. Let's see. Looks like that is all the super chats for now.
It looks like somebody sending Kin to the Wind is sending like Morse or five figure traffic in the YouTube chat there. I don't know.
Let's
there.
See. We had one over on where is this? MGTOW.TV. Best chat on the internet, guys. If you guys are bored with all the other chats and you're bored with the conversations, the chat in the MGTOW will provide some nice distractions.
I heard it's perky.
Very. Very. Do with that information as you will. Exactly. And Dark Mad Dog 21 coming in says, question, if I can... Can I make Pop puke? It would be funny and hilarious in the Tim stream and the Pop Pringles can story. Battle Dwarf, have you seen the UK and soon to be us US kids safety internet law? People are mass using VPN and will go on Tor and other websites, just like in the Soviet Union. People found a way around real life censorship and distribution of illegal news, among other things. People will eventually make the surveillance useless and force back the commies.
Well, the thing that's going on, and even with something as simple as the Sydney Sweeney ad, as you all know, I read an alarming amount of history. they are setting themselves up for 1932 Germany right now. All we're waiting for is an Austrian painter at this point, because they keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing, and something is going to snap. And it doesn't matter how much surveillance you have when there's nobody left to watch the videotapes.
Oh, I just thought
if
of
you,
a very
if you follow
I,
me.
I just thought of a very terrible joke.
Mm-hmm.
Why was the certain mustachioed man from Germany in the 1930s such a horrible painter? He only painted by numbers. Do you know what number he painted by? 9.
Wow, Jimmy.
I will see myself out.
Yeah.
That's strike two on my jokes tonight. That's strike two.
Stop doing that.
I'm sorry.
I'm working for you.
I'll stop thinking.
Maybe you need to switch beers. Maybe you've got the wrong grains ratio there.
Probably. Maybe I need a shot of some Bird Dog.
That might help.
That might help. That might help, but we're not going to be able to do much longer.
Let's see. We saw that one from Alucard. Tomahawk throws us 5 and says, I'll show up for Pop, but just know that Tim sold his soul when the 2020 election was stolen. Again, I don't know anything about Tim Pool, but okay.
Yeah,
I just haven't gotten around to watching him.
Yeah, he's got his own opinions, which that's fine. And there's the Rumble chat roasting me for my really bad Adolf.
Let him have it.
Painting by the numbers.
Jimmy, you drinking tranny fluid again?
No. At least I hope not.
Where are we at?
We are at the time. Need to close that. Looks like nothing else on Odyssey. No lemons over on DLive. We got 55 viewers. We dropped a few over on the Twattersphere. And it looks like nothing else over on the YouTube side. And, Sean St. George, Jimmy, just go get the peach bird dog.
Yeah. Kuro Ninja pulls back up on Rumble with a fiver and says, hey, Battle Dwarf, have you heard about Fem Group pressuring payment processors to tell Steam to delete thousands of legal horror and not safe for work games? One I'd wonder we're mad at Pop, if possible. I have not heard about that. That's interesting. Do you know anything about that, Jimmy? Fem Group pressuring payment processors to tell Steam to delete games?
Not that I know of. I know that I did see one story in Japan that they are going to stop producing NSFW video games. So no more hentai tentacle porn games for you.
That won't work. That won't happen. I can't see that happening.
Yeah. I don't see that happening. Mm-mm. But on that note, that is all of the super chats so far. I know there's going to be a sneaky bastard or two on the Rumble side.
There's always a sneaky bastard or two. There's
always got to be one or two sneaky fuckers. But ladies and gentlemen, I think that's the show for tonight. Again, we apologize for it being so short and not really having a topic other than
we were given 12 hours notice of these events.
Yeah. we had to adapt and overcome.
Yeah. So for those of you who just chimed in, I see one or two people in there who did just chime in. Yes, the broadcast is short, Texans by Historian, but that's because Pop is in the air on his way to Virginia to be on the Tim Pool show. Tim Pool's crew sent him a ticket, and that's where he's going. So he will be on the Tim Pool show, 8 p.m. Eastern time. So everybody show up and post pictures of Pringles cans. We want the regiment to be well represented.
Yep. I might even throw in a super chat and see if Tim reads it, and I will just say, hey Pop, tell him about the Pringles can incident.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause I'm sure that's one of everybody's favorite stories from Pop.
It is one of the better stories. It is one of the better stories.
But I will say the Pringles can is one of my favorites, but the story of him getting mid-nut clarity where he popped his thing out of the mouth and, well, hey!
Well,
that's also one of my favorite stories, or the time when Pop went to the bar with his clipboard. He asked the girl, "So how many penises have you had inside you at one time?" She throws a beer on him. "So I'll write down, I'll take that as 3.
God. That's a Quinn05 chimes in with another 30. Thank you very much. Says, "Take my money. I'm super excited for you guys." We're hoping it helps. Grant season is coming. It's in September when we can submit the grant and everything. I've got all of the ducks lined up. If anybody wants to send a last letter of support to be included with it, send it to redonkulous12@gmail.com. That's our catch-all fan mail address, and it will go in with the grant. We're hoping to get enough money where we can start really seriously making a difference and helping guys out when they need it.
Yep. Like I said, we got 562 on the board. I'd like to see 600 by the end of the year. I know that's
I'd be very happy about that.
That would be fucking outstanding.
Yeah.
Start 2026 with 600 lives on the board. Fucking sign me up for that, man.
Yeah. And anybody who's new to what's how that works for us, we do this basically out of our pockets and with what donations you guys send to us. And we've been doing it that way for 16 years now.
Speaking of which, I guess I could put the banner up.
Yeah.
All donations are great. We all know every single donation factory takes their, you know, 2 shekels.
They all take their cut.
It is. They all take their cut. But anything is very much appreciated. It would not be happening without you guys here. I can't say anything more than what Pop would say. We're not worthy. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'm going to do one more quick run through of the chats here, just in case there's a sneaky bastard or two. I have a sneaky suspicion.
I didn't see a sneaky rumble. I've got the rumble chat going, and we can see the YouTube in the StreamYard stream.
Yep, and I got that up. I'm going to pull up the MGTOW side of the stream. And again, guys, MGTOW.TV, if you're bored with the topic of conversation and whatnot, the folks and the guys in the chat, they'll give you the proper distractions or taps, I should say. And that stands for
One of the viewers sent me a link to the StreamYard shit on Twitter. So we'll have to take a look at that afterward.
Yep. There you go, guys. Just
sent me a YouTube link. So YouTube, I'll hang on to that. Thank you. Thank you, Sean. I see you.
Yep. Sean's a good dude. We might have to have him on the join in on
we'll figure it out.
Stream or anything. Yep. Sean's a really good dude.
Cop Cuffs has thrown up on Twitter. Pop got another guest spot on Timcast Wednesday. Yeah, throw it out there, guys. By all means, throw it out there and spread the good word, because we really want to see the regiment show up and support Pop on the Timcast, so that Tim understands that we're out here, because he apparently didn't know, and now he does.
Well, there for a while back, Redonkulous actually had a foot in with Tim Pool, because the same person that was doing the merch for Tim was doing the same merch for Redonkulous a while back. I could be getting that wrong. But Redonkulous already kind of had an in with Tim, and everything on that. But I could be wrong, but you know, me and Blake talk about all kinds of things all the time. Okay. So, but hopefully this thing does work out, and I do want to see those 562 dog tags poured out on Tim's desk.
I hope and he does that.
I want Tim. I want Phil Labonte. I want a lot. I can't stand that guy, but I still watch. You know, I'm like that. And I want anyone that is on that panel with Tim and Pop to see 562 dog tags dumped out and said, these are lives saved from logic, reasoning, fact, dark humor, and just
speaking. Logic, reasoning, comedy. Quit trying to stretch it. It's logic, reasoning, comedy.
Well, that's what Stretch and Gretchen said. So. But all righty. Ladies and gentlemen, I think me and the dwarf are pretty much done for the night, unless the dwarf has something else to say.
Yeah. Again, we are here because Pop is on his way to Virginia to the Tim Pool Show tomorrow night, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Pop will be on the Tim Pool Show. We're looking for the regiment to show up in his chats. Just show up strong. Show Tim Pool what a following that we have. And post Pringles cans, you bastards. Post Pringles cans. G-Man Hatesu shows up in the Rumble for $10 more and says, love you guys. I'll watch Tim just to see the popster. Always the sneaky Rumble motherfuckers. Always the sneaky Rumble motherfuckers.
He didn't say no homo, so points must be assessed.
You are fined one homo suspicion point for violation of the Man Code Morality Statute.
Yeah, you can't throw in a love you guys without the no homo. There's rules.
Always got to say no homo, man.
Yeah, we have certain rules. Anyway, that's what's going on. Show up, post Pringles cans.
Yep. Like we said, you guys don't got to hang out for the entire stream. I know you guys don't. I don't know a lot of you guys don't like Tim Pool, but show up, say hi, post a Pringles can, and then you know go fuck off, do whatever you want to do.
God damn it, Mando shows up for another dollar. Will there be a show on Thursday? No, there will not, because I've got family coming in from out of town. Pop will be in recovery mode. So
yep. The original plan was to have Blake come in and do and host the show. But he unfortunately found out that his schedule has been fucked. So Blake will be out. Dwarf is going to be out. So we're going to take a long weekend and then come back for the Sunday supporter stream, because it's going to be there a movie night, I believe.
Ooh, movie night. Okay.
I believe. I could be wrong. So.
Oh, I could make my 16-year-old nephew watch a Pop movie night. That should scar him. I'll send him home to my sister like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to I'll get with Blake and see if there is I'm pretty sure there's gonna be a movie night because it was supporter street. It should be a movie night because it's gonna be the first Sunday of August.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, we're already in August. Jesus
Christ.
I just fucking noticed that. God damn.
Yeah. Hey, somebody just said, why not play Pop the Mailman delivering poop Pringles cans for the outro? I think we can do it.
You know what? We can do that. So,
okay.
But
Jimmy, before first, you gotta throw swag.
Before we do that, of course, you guys know me. Jump on over redonkulous.com and make sure it's fucking sharing. Gotta add stage, you bastard. Fuck you, StreamYard. Come on, guys. Merch, shirts, hats, patches, drinkware. All of your man cave desires are on the redonkulous.com. You know what? I just had an idea. What if we could do like those wooden American flags, but have the Redonkulous Pop with the Green Beret logo in it? It's a thought. We'll sit there and let it marinate while we give our balls a tug. But come on, guys. I want to see more. Those of you guys that are active on social media, get a shirt, get a drinkware, get something. tag me, tag Battle Dwarf, tag Pop. Show us that you guys are wanting the fucking merch. Come on, you bastard.
There you go.
Everybody needs a Party and Guardian. Come on.
Oh yeah, Party and Guardian. That was an actually assigned duty in a lot of units. When you go out as a group, you go a platoon would go out drinking, and somebody get assigned to Party and Guardian. And he would get free Cokes and shit all night, but couldn't drink.
There you go. Come on, guys. Do it. I know you guys want to. And of course, you know, if you guys can't donate via YouTube, Cash App, again, Cash Apps, we're probably going to miss out on those. So we'll catch up on those next time.
Yeah, Pop has those.
Yeah, Pop has those. So, but again, you know, we can't really do a proper safety briefing because, well, Pop's the one that does the safety briefing, but
true.
Let's get the Battle Dwarf briefing then. How about that?
Well, I don't really have a briefing, but somebody in the chat on Rumble needs to be very careful what they wish for, because he says, I want a signed Pringles can. Oh, wait, he put the word empty in there, but, you know, no promises.
Well, there may or may not be a Pop poop in there. Just saying. Careful what you ask for, camera guy.
Be very careful what you ask for, camera guy.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, that's us for tonight. Thanks apologize. It was a short show. Of course, again, Pop, Tim Pool, tomorrow night, 8 p.m. EST. Show up there. Just give Pop some love in the chat. Just show
up, post Pringles cans.
Yep. And then fuck off or go fill yourself a Pringles can. If that's your thing, just say.
There's a man they call Pop, and he can't be stopped. When he sees a Pringles can, he always takes squat. He don't care if it's a big one or a little tater tot. If it looks like a Pringles can, then he's gonna take a shot. He don't put Pringles in the can, he puts poop. He puts poop and sends them out across the land to folks like me and you. Some say Pop is full of crap, but he don't give a hoot. If it looks like a Pringles can, he's gonna fill it full of poop. He's got a way of doing business, a funny kind of job. He sends Pringles can full of poop to deliver to your doorstop. And though you may not ask for it, you'll receive a surprise. Pop sent you a Pringles can full of poop with a push he didn't plop.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, the Dwarf and Monkey Show is going to call it a night. We will see you on Sunday, I believe, yes, for a movie show.
Yep. Again, no show on Thursday. None of us are going to be around.
Yep, no show on Thursday. We're taking the day off because we're going to got shit to do. We got shit and stuff to do.
Shit and stuff to do.
There you go. And, of course, you guys know my ending stream. Don't let your woman use the shot glasses. Keep cootie juices off your dishes, because that's a squirt glass, not a shot glass. And it's disgusting.
Push the button, Jimmy.
Pushing the button.